Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Great, let's get this party started. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
I'm Barbie Tripoli.
And I'm Steve the Professor.
Well, I know that last time we were discussing it said, well, actually the texts have been flying across this week that there was people that had things to talk about. Let's get back to the original format, though. Do we got a word? Do we have news before we tell our stories of the parties of last weekend? What do we got? Roger, you got something for us?
Yeah, let me get it pulled up. Somebody else, go ahead. This is good,
okay,
though.
How about a word? Steve, you got a word?
I do, but I've lost it somewhere. I had it right here. No, it's right here. I got it right here. Okay. No, it's right here. I just had to pull it to the other screen. Okay, this goes back. Barbie. This goes back to the states. You know, we had every state had a sex position.
Oh,
or something.
Yeah. So we had an Oklahoma one, an Arkansas one.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one goes about the Mason-Dixon line and the Midwest Compromise or Missouri Compromise, something, whatever it is. So what Midwest Compromise, or did they call it the Missouri Compromise, I think is what it was called.
I believe it's called the Missouri Compromise.
Yeah, the Missouri Compromise, yeah. Okay, so that is it. That is the word, the Missouri Compromise.
Is that when you get... Mizzou fan fucking a KU fan and she makes sure that the KU fan is on the bottom so she can watch him fuck up?
Ooh.
Is that like not relevant? Because like, come on, I know my basketball
like
and football.
I like it.
That is so like good. It. But that's not quite it. The Missouri Compromise. Do you have a guess, Roger?
He's still looking.
The Missouri Compromise refers to an act where a young lady circumvents the loss of her virginity by practicing anal instead of vaginal intercourse.
Oh, that was in Book of, wasn't it? There's a song in Book of Mormon, I think, or there's a Broadway song about anal sex that anal sex in the teenage years, but I'll take it as a Missouri compromise.
Yeah.
I would, some say that's a Utah compromise, but you know, yeah. let's get relevant here.
It had to be in Book of Mormon. That had to be.
Yeah. Well, there was a comedian girl who did a song called Fourth Base, and it was all about anal.
Yeah, oh, really?
I'm pretty sure I saw it in a Broadway musical, so I'll have to really do some research. Yeah, because that's Catholic girls do that for sure.
Yeah,
anal as a way to not lose their virginity, but still get the guy's rocks off.
Yeah,
you know.
That would have never come to me as doing that first when I was young and exploring. That area would have never even entered my mind.
When I was young and dumb, I was taught that anal was only something that homosexuals did and that it was wrong. You know, that it was not even hey, this is an alternative. It wasn't, that was not even an option in my book. Okay.
No, that was never even discussed. Never.
No, that was something only the homosexuals do. I remember my dad telling me that. Homosexuals.
I didn't think a lot about it until it just kind of surfaced as something that's just off limits. And then I was like, why is it off limits?
Oh, of course, because it's taboo. Roger wants to do it.
why is it so bad?
I just knew from an early age where it felt really good, and that's what I was after.
There you go.
I was quite young. Yep. I like it.
Right.
Well, I've got some news.
Okay, I'm ready for the news.
That doesn't mean it's good news. It's just news in the world of sex.
All right.
So maybe like sometime last week, doctor convicted of practicing medicine without a license for home genital exams. So guess the city. Everybody throw one out there.
Oh, it's got to be in Florida. Not in Florida.
I understand going to Florida, but it wasn't Florida.
I'm sure.
I'd say Little Rock, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. You're close.
Okay, that's close. Oklahoma City. Well,
not regionally, but like culturally.
Oh.
This was in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay.
Oh.
A man was found guilty of practicing medicine with only a training license for luring men to his apartment to perform ultrasounds on their genitals.
Oh my god.
Oh, he was even doing it to men. Okay.
Let me have a prostate. Let me give you a prostate exam, and you see both of his hands on the table as you feel him insert it. That's
the joke. Where'd you go a third hand?
as he's cupping your balls, and it's been awkward for minutes. I don't think you have testicular cancer. I'm gonna keep checking.
Barbie had to mute herself. She was laughing so hard.
Oh my goodness! I had a cough attack. Yes, that was a good one. Oh my goodness! Oh, you know, all I could envision was this guy going to people's houses as a gynecologist. And I remember being in Mexico and seeing a T-shirt that said, "I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll take a look." And that's what that reminded me of. You know, I guess answering your ad to come to your house and do a medical exam, and all I want to see are your genitals.
I can just picture him like trying to do his thing and play the part looking like a doctor, and like, you know, this ultrasound jelly makes great lube also.
God. Let me put on some mood music to make it easier on you.
And did he bring a warmer for the? Did he bring a warmer?
Some Barry White stuff comes up.
When that comes up, you gotta go. You gotta leave.
Any song requests for your exam?
Yeah.
Stroking.
Oh, it reminds
me. Pour some sugar on.
Oh,
that's a good one. Our good doctor that gave me the coconut oil hint and stuff. One of the things he used to do, he would, whenever I was in a pain moment, which was through a couple of burrs, he would always say really good jokes to tell me during that process. And there was another doctor in his practice that was a lot older than he was. And he said, we'll call that Dr. Smith. And he said, you know why Dr. Smith has so many patients? And I said, no, why? And he said, well, because he's got cerebral palsy, which means every time that he does a vaginal exam, his hand shakes.
Ah! And then you had to push out a baby.
Way to make lemonade out of lemons.
He would tell me jokes, and it was just one. It was one of the great ways to have a baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Push on that laugh. Push.
It was good. So I understand. And let's. Does anybody have any music they want to talk to, or are we going to jump straight to Steve? Because I know he hosted a party last weekend.
I have a song.
Okay, what song?
This is not a party song. It's more of a bump, more of a grinding song. Ooh. It's by an artist called Drake White.
Okay,
and he's more of a country guy, but the tornado took us to see him.
Oh,
and the name of the song is "Making Me Look Good Again." It's a pretty good song. I don't have any words for you, but it's a pretty cool song.
Copyright issues and stuff. Yeah. So, and who wants to do? So it's "Making Me Look Good Again."
Yes.
Is that what it's called? Okay. So,
yes, by Drake White.
I'll write that one down. So you had a party. Was Cowboy and Tornado there? Or
they were. They were. Okay. And part of the story involves them.
Okay.
So we had the party. We had 11 couples invited. We had invited 10 couples, and someone said, "Hey, we have somebody. Can we bring them along?" And we did not know this couple. And I said, "Let me think about it. If we lose somebody, but I wanted to double check and really vet them because we didn't know them. They were recommended by one couple, and I won't do that unless I." And so we asked another couple. Said, "Yes, they're good people. They're fun." So we set up. Had 11 couples. Start with the bad news first. I got cock blocked twice.
Oh.
That's a no-no.
You should not cock block the host.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the deal. I always try to be the good host. And guess what? No more playing the good host. Mm-hmm. You know, sorry, guys. My party, it's like the one party that you had, Janet, that we were playing before the party officially started. Right. One of the couples walking got pissed off because we were already playing. It's her.
Because I wasn't answering the door. I was like, damn it, I'm playing. Somebody else can answer the damn door.
Yeah, it's her house. Yeah. Well, why is she hosting? Because she's playing. It's her party. It's her house. That's how I feel. Right. So that's the worst part of it. But yeah, I'm sitting there and I said, Jiminy Christmas, I won't go into that details, but we'll go to the great parts. Okay. Miss L was the belle of the ball.
Oh, good.
She took 10 of the 11 men. And the only reason she didn't get the 11th guy is she couldn't find him. He was sort of a fly on the wall. But she took 10 of the 11 men, had three women. And the one new couple is a black couple. And she is an ebony goddess. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. And Elle really likes him. So I'm out being the good host, listening, and I go walking in, and Elle and this gentleman are on the bed, and I hear from her. You know how she sounds. She has gone guttural in her sounds. She's not even. I'm going, oh. Then I hear her. I hear this. Bury your cock in me. I'm going. Oh. And she goes, fill my pussy with your cum. I'm going, what? She goes, I want to feel you. I'm going, oh my God. So that was hot. I'm going, wow. So she had a good time. And she was playing with this guy, then switched out. This guy's wife, the ebony goddess. Oh my goodness. Have you ever gotten where your pussy juice is so thick and you take your fingers and you can stretch it? You know how that is?
Yeah.
Well, this lady, I could have sworn they'd shoved a bottle of lube up her pussy. She's that wet and that viscous. It's, oh my God. Oh my goodness. Unbelievable. So that was great. The tornado had a new experience.
Oh, really?
The ebony goddess brought a strap on.
Okay.
And the tornado had never had one.
Okay.
So Elle had been telling the tornado about her new friend. He gets with the tornado and they're playing. Of course, you know how she sounds. Flips her over. She rolls her head off the bed. He is shoving his cock in her mouth, and she can't make a sound. She is going nuts and having a blast. I'm like, holy moly. Unbelievable. So,
unintended.
Yeah, unbelievable. And she had her little buzzer going on her clit and going, whoa. So she was just fuck drunk too. And now here come the piece de resistance. The last couple who asked if they could come, I said yes. She walks in. They're out back on the back patio. Everybody's having a drink. And I walk out and I'm sitting. She goes, you're awfully tall. Well, I'm standing on the step. So I stepped down by her. And I said, well, you're not very tall. She goes, no. I'm tall tonight. I'm going, what do you mean? She goes, I'm wearing 6-inch heels. She takes her heels off. She stands 4'8".
All right.
Legally, technically, a dwarf.
Ding, 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 ding.
And did you get some?
This woman was shaped like an hourglass. She had gorgeous, hourglass figure. Had big tits, gorgeous ass, and a huge clit. Oh, my goodness. She was one of the ladies I got cock blocked on. But so, that's okay. Guess what? She was bent over sucking a cock, so I'm sitting there fingering her pussy, playing with her clit. So she's on the bed, so I go down and start eating her ass. She grabs her feet, her legs, wraps them around my head, and pulls me into her ass. Put my face into her ass. I'm going, oh, my God. So, whoa. So I did not get to actually fuck her, but we did get to play a little bit. So, and as Elle said, they will be back. So,
yeah.
Good
yeah.
things come to those who wait. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah. You know, it's
So that settles it. I might have a window of time between retiring from one job and starting another job. And I was tossing the idea around about making a trip to your area. And
party on, bud. So
I think this is a done deal.
Going to be coordinating.
So we'll just coordinate the dates. I'll make sure you got the dates. And We'll see if
that'll be fun. You know what? It's fun. I think we throw good parties, and everybody and the host and hostess who don't throw good parties were there, and she goes, "This is a great party." I said, "Well, thank you," but you know, we know everybody, and we don't have anybody that's new that's not been well vetted. So yeah. You know,
that's all the difference.
It really does.
I got a question. Okay. I know you got a couple of older children.
Yes.
Okay. Two or three, maybe four older children. What do you tell them to make sure they don't come by your house?
The oldest one does not come by. They like to be noticed. They want to be notified if we want to go visit them. And so they return that favor. The youngest one used to live two houses up from us.
Oh.
Elle had a buddy over one night. An hour before he was to get there, she comes knocking on the door.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And she wanted to borrow something. So I'm, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But
just bring it back tomorrow.
Yeah. Don't bring it back tonight. Here. All you want. Here. It's okay.
But to answer your question, Janet, it's tough right now. Our youngest daughter lives in another city, about an hour away, so it's not. But they do come by on weekends. Fortunately, we've not had a party in a year and a half. They were in Scotland, so we could have.
Oh, so you knew they were across the pond. Ain't no way they're coming up. Okay,
that's
got
right.
It.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's tough for us to do that now. With them coming over almost every weekend. So, but
pop-ins will kill you.
Yeah, they will.
So. We'll be right back after this short message from Beads on the Go.
Hey, party people. Ready to spice up your next sex party? Introducing Beads on the Go, the world's first anal beads you can wear around your waist. Stylish, discreet, and oh so chic, these beads double as a flirty belt until you're ready for action. Just unclip, lube up, and let the fun begin. No more fumbling in your bag. Keep the party poppin' with Beads on the Go. Available now at all adult boutiques. Beads on the Go, the best ass accessory money can buy.
And now, more from the Beyond Monogamy cast of characters.
Yeah, that's so we've done pretty well though with it.
Right.
You said 11 couples?
11 couples.
And they all came.
They all came.
We like that. Yeah.
Came again.
Well, it was actually 10 couples. And then one couple said, hey, we have a great couple. And I said, okay, we'll invite them also. So.
And they fit right in?
They fit. Oh my goodness! That was the midget lady. Yes, yes, they fit in, and a lot of guys fit in her too. So
there we go.
I will tell you, we had a couple there that you may know we had not seen in 2 years, and the cowboy, he is more of a fly on the wall. He lays back and doesn't do much. This lady who we'd not seen in 2 years went and grabbed him
and said,
come on, we're going to go play. And so she started with him and Elf finished with him. So he had a good time too. He had good time for a change. So he usually only plays with one or two women. That's about it. You know, so.
Right.
Yep. It was a great party. Thanks for asking.
Well, I knew you were going to have it, and I knew, you know, the thing, when it's been a year and a half since you've had a party, when everybody says they're coming, you can probably bet everybody's coming. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
I was going to tell you, you know, was it Lola or that has the put up the chair?
Oh, no, that was Sherry at her party. Okay. Yeah.
Well, we did that in.
Does it work so well?
And the bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And oh, my goodness. And, that worked out well. And we usually put it on like a dresser.
Right. But for those who haven't listened to that episode, another party that I attend on a regular basis, you're always picking up good tricks that somebody has at another party. And this lifestyle party, in every room next to every bed, there's a chair or a bedside table that's set up. And she has a tower of towels that are just rolled up. You know, two or three or four or five towels just sitting there, and then some washcloths stacked someplace else. And then she also has bottles of water in every room. So she's got it. So you can stay on the bed and grab it and wipe it off and start again and drink some more and keep going. And so that's what we're talking about. And so, Steve, you implemented that little trick of hers.
We did. We put out TV trays, and we had lube, wipes, hand towels, and washcloths.
Yeah.
And we had the lemon water in the kitchen, but
so we get thirsty.
Right.
Yep.
Right. So, yep. It's good. It's coconut oil in every room for me, and it's those towels and stuff like that where the people think about, and just little half bottles of water is what she kept around. And you know, it doesn't have to be on ice or anything else, because I gotta tell you, when you're done, you don't care if that water is cold or not. You're just popping that half bottle of water and tossing it down.
Right. It's funny. I did not realize how many people in the lifestyle will smoke marijuana.
Yeah.
I went out the back door and they have a little puff puff pass circle. Not one, not two, but three joints rolling at the same time. I went, oh my goodness. I said, now, party on, party on.
Do you have neighbors?
Oh yes. Oh. Oh, I forgot.
That smell does transcend. I forgot that.
We had our next door neighbor was out power washing his driveway.
Oh, right.
And we had people walking up in, the ladies walking up in skimpy leather mini skirts. And one lady had a green one, a plunging neckline. I'm going, oh.
Oh, yeah.
And,
hi.
And,
how you doing, yeah, Fred?
And Janet's been to our house. And our neighborhood is like a big circle. We had people parking 2-3 houses down.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's why we always use the excuse of fraternity party.
Right.
So use the excuse of fraternity party because it covers the different ages. You know, it's some of the old people, some of the younger people from the fraternity party. A long time ago, when I had first gotten into the lifestyle, there was a bar takeover, and it was in a pretty populated suburb of a city, a major city. And I went over to Tracy's house, and she said, we're going to go to this bar takeover that evening. And so she said, but the rule is you got to wear a corset. Okay. Got to go with a corset. So it was corset, and I had those little leather short stuff and fuck me heels. And that was it. Okay. And so we pulled up. Tracy had a convertible, and her husband and her and me and Fabio, we pull up, and they're just, you know, in nice clothes, polo shirts or whatever, but we get out and we're in these corsets, and these four teenagers, they're probably in their early 20s. They pull up in a car, and they're going to go to the bar, and there's a bouncer standing outside, and he goes, you can't come in here, son. And they're like, what? And he goes, it's a private party that's going on. And he goes, and so then, but we knew who so Tracy knew who the bouncer was. And so she's like, hi, Jim, how are you? And we start to walk in, and you hear these four boys going, but we really want to go in there with those people. And that announced that guy turns to them and he says, it'll ruin your lives, son. He goes, you will never be the same. You can't come in.
They will hurt you.
It will ruin your life. Yeah. So, think it's normal.
And that was, and I think that was the guy said, he said, what kind of private party is it? He said, it's a fraternity. And he said, well, we're in the fraternity. He goes, no, you're not.
Not this one.
Not this one.
Yeah.
No, not that one at all. So, I think the lesson is, because we were talking about it before we started recording, you were saying you weren't sure if you're going to let this couple in, and then this couple turns out to be your bucket list, you know, midget person.
Yes.
So I think the rule, so sometimes your spidey sense says, don't let this person here. And then sometimes you're wrong, you know, like, just like Beauregard. Okay. Like one of our favorite bluefish, Beauregard. You know, you judge that one by the outside cover. You go, I'm not going to let that pipsqueak of a guy into my party, but man, is he a good fuck.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you.
And that's a good PSA also, I think, Janet. You know, just because mm-hmm. someone recommends somebody, and the couple who recommended them, I would have been a hard no. It would have been a hard pass. But I said, well, I'll ask another couple.
Right.
And the other couple. So if it hadn't been for the second couple, they wouldn't have come to my party. I just don't trust this couple who recommended them. So sadly. So yeah, you know, let's just.
Well, there are those couples out there that'll fuck anything.
Okay, I don't know why I got stabbed out of the fuck freaking nowhere on this.
I think we just got king shamed.
It's so bad. So bad.
Just saying. You have I'm those not, people. Not, like,
I'm not sorry.
like, oh, okay, a good an example is Doc. Okay. If Doc turned around and said, this is a great couple, you should invite them to the party, I ain't trusting that. Okay.
No.
Because Doc is that little puppy dog will fuck anything. Okay. Big, tall, short. He doesn't care if they talk, don't talk, or whatever. And he won't notice that if they come and take up space, he won't notice that because he has no social intelligence. He has no emotional intelligence. So if Doc would say, yeah, this couple is okay, then I'm not going to listen to Doc. I'm going to go to the next couple and ask whether or not they're okay or not. I'm just saying there's some people out there that'll fuck anything.
Big dick Donnie.
Yeah, Big Dick Donnie, right? Big Dick,
yeah.
Big Dick Donnie will stand in the grocery store and pick up people.
So I'm going to paraphrase a saying I've heard, and we've all heard a version of it. I don't remember exactly how it goes, but, you know,
in our final hour, we'll regret the chances we didn't take.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying. I'm just going to leave that right there. Some of us will go with no regrets.
I don't know. If I told this story before, then I'm sorry for repeating myself. But a long time ago, when I had first met Fabio and we had just begun dating, we met at a lifestyle party. And then a couple months later, he happens to be out of town on a business trip. And he's up in Washington, D.C. on a business trip. And, you know, he knew that I was in the lifestyle. I had a couple of different boyfriends or whatever. That was where we were at our time. We were not locked down or whatever. So I get this phone call from him. And he says, I need you to talk to my new friend, Adrian. And he goes, she doesn't believe me. And he says, but I need you to talk her into fucking me tonight. Oh. He goes, oh, how good of a salesperson are you, Janet? I go, give me the phone. Give her the phone. Get her on the phone. Okay. So I say, all right. I'll start talking to her. And she's saying, do you really let him fuck other people? And I was like, yes, absolutely. It's just sex. Love the one you're with. You know, you're with him, whatever. You got a boyfriend, she's got a boyfriend, he's in another state or whatever. And she's like, oh, I don't know. And then she goes, well, he's older than I am. And I said, oh, honey, older men know what to do. Okay. They only got one shot in them. So they're going to make you really happy before they shoot that shot. Okay. And I said, so if you have not had an older man, you need to try this older man this evening. And I said, because, you know, he's been around a lot. He knows how to do it. And he's not going to be a young buck that's going to just care about his rocks getting off. He's going to care about you. Plus, he really wants you to go back and think about this as a life experience. Okay. He's already got you on the hook. He wants you to think about this as the best thing ever. He wants to go down in your annals of fucks as one of the best fucks you've ever had. So that's his goal. She's like, okay. And so then she said, what? She said, okay, I'll do it. So then I get a phone call 10 minutes later from her again. And she goes, talk to me again about this. And she said, I'm just not sure. And I said, what are you not sure about? I said, you're just going to fuck him. It's not like you guys are going to have a baby together, okay, or locked down for life, okay? He ain't going to get you pregnant. And she's like, okay. And then I said, he doesn't have a disease. And then I said, what do you want your tombstone to read? I said, do you want your tombstone to read, I should have fucked that guy? I go, because that's what it's going to read right now. Your tombstone is going to read, I should have fucked Fabio. And I sold her on it because of that line, Roger. I used that. That line. Funny. I should have fucked Fabio.
Oh, God. This is so great. Dia's right here listening, babe. Just so you know, I want my tombstone to read, no fucks left.
Right. No fucks are left in me. So I fucked them all. I did it all. I did it my way.
That's right.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
The P.S. on that is about, I don't know, an hour and a half later, 2 hours later, I had gone to sleep and the phone rings again. And I pick it up and it's Adrian. And she says, I got a really big problem. And I go, what's that? And she goes, he's on the bed, passed out. And I was like, okay. And I go, that's not a problem. We can wake him up. And she goes, no, I don't think you understand. She goes, he's on the bed, passed out. And I just started my period. And I was like, okay, then I need you to, is there an ice bucket in the room? She goes, yeah. And I go, do you have ice in the room? She goes, I got a little bit of ice in the room. I go, I want you to take the ice bucket with a little bit of ice and fill it up with a little bit more water and have that sitting in the bathroom. And she goes, okay. I go, then I need you to get in the bathtub and I need you to take a bath, like a 15-20 minute bath, soak it, and soak it really good. Okay, because if you've just started your period, you're not flowing too much, right? And so you just soak it really good. And I said, and then I want you to, as the bathtub is draining and you get out, you know, just pat yourself off a little bit. You walk into that room, you throw that ice bucket of water on him, and you wake him up and tell him to fuck you now. She did it.
Oh, wow.
And like, he said, Fabio said the next day, he said they woke up and they were, she was just flabbergasted that this had happened. She's like, you have a really special girlfriend. He's like, I know that. And he goes, you're going to tell her boyfriend? And she goes, I probably am going to tell him about it. And he goes, well, it'll test him to figure out what kind of a guy he is. Okay. How important things are. And he said he opened up his briefcase when he got home from that trip. And it said on there, Andrea likes it rough. Kick her around a little bit. There was a note that was in his briefcase from her.
Okay.
So, you know, this what be open-minded, folks. That's all I'm saying is, you know, love the one you're with and then be confident that when they come back home, they're going to tell you the story. And hey, that was, but that line, that tombstone line, I use that one to convince people.
That's so funny.
That's great. It really is.
I've had the bucks. Go ahead, Steve.
I have a get your thoughts on this from all three of you. I did to meet and greet. They asked, hey, can you come to a meet and greet? I'm going, I don't, why? So, well, we just want someone there we know, and we meet some new couples. And so, I said, okay, fine. So I get there, two couples, and the first couple. So all they talked about, and we talked about this a little bit, I think last podcast or a couple of ago, all he wanted to talk about, and they want to talk about their BMI, about the nutritionist, how much they work out, their protein shakes and all this stuff. I turn around and left the table. I didn't say bye, nice talking to you. I just turn around and left the table because they're talking to just four or five people there. I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, geez. So then I go to another table and there's a couple older than us.
They were just youngsters. Yeah. Just youngin'.
They said they think that everybody should want to play with them.
Huh?
I said, oh, okay. So what's wrong with that? I said, well, nothing wrong with that. I said, just understand that there's some people who don't want to play with their grandpa.
They aren't.
You know,
why do?
Yeah, I'm going, you know, so, you know, and they said they've done it before and they've been offended by people who don't want to play with them. So, well, how old were they? Well, they were in their 30s. I said, in your 70s? I said, yeah. So you're 40 years. I said, you're 40 years older than they are. I'm going, some people don't have that fantasy of playing with daddy or grandpa.
Exactly.
Right.
And I didn't want to tell him. And then I kept my mouth shut. I said, you know, and you ain't the best put together guy, you know. So I told the people invited me, I said, hey, I'm out of here. Why? I said, well, I got to go take care of something for L. So, you know, I'm going, so, you know, beware if you go to these meet and greets, you know. But
that's like what they're made for.
That's
they're
right.
Made
exactly.
For that, you know.
Well, and help me.
And now you won't invite them to your gathering.
Exactly. Well, and that's, so they say, well, hey, we got this couple. Who is it? Oh, well, you've met them. I said, oh, no. So,
yeah.
But just crazy that some of these people who do that, because we talked about, like Janet had said, you know, don't sit there talk about your grandkids and this. You know, we're at a fuck party.
No grandkids, pets, no medical shit. You know,
no politics.
Yeah, and even at the meeting,
unless
degree,
you're showing off a new set of tits.
Yeah, but you
okay,
know,
okay, fine, I've done that
know,
before.
At a meeting, yeah,
I have too.
Go ahead, Steve.
You know, at a meet and greet. You are basically auditioning to come to a party.
Yeah.
You know, so, wow, unbelievable.
But then also, what like Barbie said in the last episode, do not sit there and tell me, this was what Theo used to do, I'm going to pound you for 2 hours.
Oh,
I do not want to hear that you're going to pound my ass for 2 hours. I do not want to hear that you're going to pound my cervix until I have to go to the emergency room. I do not want to hear these things.
No.
I do not want to hear that I'm going to have to get stitches from you, your big dick splitting my vagina. Okay.
You know,
get your big dick away from me then, if that's really what the case is. Dude, all I want to hear. He's like, then we're sitting there and he's like, and this was, I swear to God, it was at the restaurant that we were having just to figure out whether or not we're going to fuck this couple. And he said, so then Miss Marketer, what am I going to say? And I go, what you're going to say is, I'm going to rock your world. That I'm going to make you scream for my dick. That I'm going to make you so excited that you gush on the floor and make puddles and we have to change the sheets. That's what I want to hear. Okay.
Right. So is this a black guy who has a white wife?
Yeah. Yeah.
That goofball. And
I use Theo's real name, folks, too, because Theo's right. still out there. This is really his real name because he hurt my friend Marilyn's feelings. And so I will forever use his name and throw him under the bus on a regular basis. He's the one that tried to say how big his dick was. And when I fell through the pants, I told him I was broken that night because I wasn't going to play with him. Okay, even if I wasn't broken, I told him I was. There wasn't any play going on the first time I broken, and he's like, "Well, just feel it." Well, I felt it. It felt like a normal dick, you know. It was not a big dick, Donnie dick.
No.
It was not a Detroit dance dick. Okay, it was not any of those dicks. I have seen a lot bigger dicks than that. Can you hang a towel off of it? Because I've seen that from NC baby boy from NC had could do that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But again, for you guys to think that a woman looks at that big member, and I think it's more just guys envy than anything else. Guys think that big dick is something that we all crave. We do not.
Do not.
I want a dick that works. I want a dick that gets hard. I want it so that it's big enough that I can feel if it's in my ass or not. Okay.
Yeah. So, which hole it's in. Yes.
There is such a thing as too little of a dick, but I want a Goldilocks dick. I want something in the middle. Okay.
Yeah. And it's really, it's about the rhythm. It's about how you use it. I mean, all of that.
Right. But who told men that women want big dick guys?
It's porn movies. Porn.
Yeah. I mean, Detroit porn. Dan was telling me how much of a hindrance his dick is. He was told me he was in
his dick
Florida.
Was a hindrance.
he was in Florida flying back someplace and they stopped him and they did the x-ray exam and they said, well, you have something there next to your leg. And the guy takes the wand over there and it's not beeping ever. And he says, that's my dick, dude. And he goes, the guy actually felt my dick. Okay. And he goes, I had to let him do it because his dick is so big it shows up in the scans. Okay. And yeah, there's some guys out there going, I wish I had this or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's like that genie joke where they genie comes and says to the guy, you get one wish, and he says, I wish that my dick was so big that it touched the floor. And so the genie says, voila, and cuts off both of his legs.
Yeah, be careful what you pray for.
Yeah.
Or ask for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Yes, I've gone on a tangent again. You guys caught me out on this. Sorry.
Goofball.
Hey, I've ranted and raved. If you are listening and you want us to talk about something, or if you want to slam Steve for his Missouri compromise word, or talk to us about, you know, give us your take on what couples are good and stuff. I mean, the only thing I can tell you is that there are also at some parties, Roger and I will get off on talking about different exercises and things that you do to get ready for the party. I like to hear that, whether it's shakes or not, you know, fine. You're right. I'm going to avoid that table because that's too pretty for me. But, you know, anyway, so if you're listening out there and you want to join this conversation, the best place to find us is at our website, which is beyondmonogamypodcast.com. It's all smashed together. Spell the words right. BeyondMonogamyPodcast.com. There's a place there to talk to. Send an email to Roger. There's a place to send an email to me. There's also a place to tip Mandingo, our producer, who has been diligent and is waiting for us to take a break. We are going to get a break coming up soon, but not yet. We got a couple more episodes in us. But go to that website, take a look at the old, he's got the old episodes archived, and we have a vocabulary list on there now. So if you want to, you don't know what a bluefish is, you don't know what some of the things are that we're saying, go take a look at that vocabulary list and definitely tip that thing. And then what we want you to do is to come back again. And we really do mean it when we say we want you to come again and come again and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.